You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Interview with Marta Robbins of La Via Campesina Canada and the struggle for food sovereignty to come. The National Farmers Union of Canada, a member of La Via Campesina, participated in the forum People's Sovereignty Now, held in parallel to the FAO summit in Rome last week. One of the representatives of the Canadian organization, Marta Robbins, told Real World Radio that despite what people might think about the benefits that small farmers may receive from the northern countries, she said, quote, "We share our struggles with the southern peasants because we fight against an unequally fair system. Our solution is food sovereignty, promoting it equally around the world. That is why we're here outside the FAO in Rome," end quote. The free trade agreements, such as the one signed between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, have been equally devastating to the Mexican economy, the most fragile of the three, as it has been to the Canadian peasants, says Martha. She said, quote, "Even though it is true that the U.S. and Canada are exporting more and more food, this is not reflected in the small farmers," end quote. Hunger as a political weapon. The outcomes of the forum People's Sovereignty Now will be assessed in full extent when the reform promoted by the FAO's Commission on Food Security is implemented with a stronger presence of peasant organizations. The forum's final declaration, which ended on November the 18th, was signed by 640 people of 93 countries. It provides a platform for political action from the movements to the governments. The declaration says, quote, "Food sovereignty entails transforming the current food system to ensure that those who produce food have equitable access to and control over land, water, seeds, fisheries, and agricultural biodiversity. All people have a right and responsibility to participate in deciding how food is produced and distributed. Governments must respect, protect, and fulfill the right to food as a right to adequate, available, accessible, culturally acceptable, and nutritious food. Governments have obligations to provide emergency aid, but this must not undermine food sovereignty and human rights. Emergency aid should be procured as locally
You're listening
as possible
to Real World
and must
News.
Not be used to pressure countries into accepting genetically modified organisms. Food must never be used as a political weapon."
In terms of the discussion from the Via Campesina's point of view, we are, of course, interested in moving the conversation on food sovereignty forward. And in terms of the Canadian context, farmers in Canada, small-scale and medium-scale farmers in Canada, have been suffering a farm income crisis for the last 20 years. And unlike what many people feel to be true, that somehow in the north farmers must be doing well, that is not the case. And so we have come here as part of the Via Campesina delegation to show that farmers and peasants from both the north and the south face similar challenges and similar struggles, and that food sovereignty is our proposition, is our solution. Food sovereignty, the principles of food sovereignty, and building the conversation and the alliances around food sovereignty really will have an impact in terms of the situation facing farmers in Canada and all over the world. This agreement, the NAFTA agreement, has been completely devastating for farmers in Mexico, as you likely know. Approximately 2 million farmers have been forced off of their land in Mexico, which is part of our North American region. And many of those farmers have either been forced to move to urban areas and become part of the urban poor in Mexico, and many more have been forced across the border into the United States and even into Canada in search of work as migrant, often migrant farm laborers. So instead of farming their own land, they are now working on farms that are in Canada and the United States. In terms of the Canadian situation, NAFTA has meant an incredible increase in the amount of food stuff that we are exporting and the amount of grain that we are exporting, and yet the farm income associated with those products has been going down. And so we are in a situation where the NAFTA agreement really meant that we are producing more and more food and exporting more and more food, but that farmers are not making a living on the land. There's the price of inputs has also increased, and there's a real situation on Canadian farms right now, as a result, almost direct result of NAFTA. It is the same situation as around the world. Agribusiness has been very concentrated. And as you know, there are a very small number of companies that are international companies, transnational corporations, that control everything in the farm sector, right from all the way through the supply chain. So, of course, the Monsantos and the Cargills of the world are the ones that we are dealing with in Canada, as well as it is the same companies that our counterparts around the world are dealing with as well. And in terms of the what we are doing here in Rome, we are really working here to try to strengthen the role of the FAO. And one of the ways that we are hoping that will happen is through a very strong committee on food security. And there has been conversation about reform for the committee on food security. And we are really hoping that some of these issues, because the situation that we face is really a result of corporate concentration in these transnational corporations, that the solutions also must be international, and we are hoping that we can strengthen the role of the FAO through the Committee for on Food Security as one of the ways in which to counter the problems that we are facing. Yes, I do. I do. I feel, first of all, that there is a much larger space now among our counterparts in the non-governmental organizations and working with other movements. The peasant voice is very strong here in Rome. We have a large delegation of Via Campesina members. We have 30 members here working from each region of the country. We are well represented, or each region of the world, pardon me. We are well represented. And so I think that space in terms of the civil society organization forum is very clear that there is a space for peasant voices. And in terms of the FAO and the space there, the proposed reforms for the Committee of Food Security are very heartening, in that the proposal is that there will also be space included for civil society participation in that Committee on Food Security. And we are very hopeful that we can strengthen that Committee on Food Security so that it will be a very strong voice and a place where civil society organizations and peasants organizations in particular will have a voice within the United Nations FAO.
You're listening to Real World News.